This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Healthy Milk for Kids Act could create $2 billion in a boon for dairy producers. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Last week's signing by President Trump of the Healthy Milk for Kids Act marked a major victory for kids as well as dairy farmers. Greg Doede, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said he couldn't have been more pleased with the support the bill received in Washington.
We got 100 U.S. senators, unanimous consent support of this. We had a couple holdouts. It was a huge amount of work. Cannot thank Senator Marshall enough for all, and Chairman Bozeman, G.T. Thompson in the House. An unbelievable effort, but we got this done. This is a real big deal for kids and schools.
Doede says new data indicates it's also a big deal for embattled dairy farmers.
There has been some analysis by, I won't name them, but they're one of the biggest purveyors of milk in schools in America. Their estimate is that it'll take somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 million to implement this. Because, you know, whole milk costs a little bit more than skim milk. So, you know, we're talking about a penny or two. But soaking up that fat in that whole milk versus 1% in terms of demand, the calculation is that that could add $2 billion to the milk checks of U.S. dairy farmers.
At the end of the day, Doede said it really is all about the kids.
This nutritionally, this is a huge deal. Anybody that grew up on a farm understands this. We understand that this is a far superior product. And, you know, we're thrilled to finally get this fixed after all these years and get this change. We're righting a historic wrong in terms of feeding our kids in this country.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.